From the WFIT studios in Melbourne, this is Michelle Walker. Yesterday, we heard from Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition members Carlton Ward Jr. and Joe Guthrie about why a corridor is so important to wildlife. But why should conserving attractive wild and rural areas stretching the length of Florida matter to people? Today, we'll focus on agriculture, economics, recreation, and water.
It just so happens that the Florida Wildlife Corridor area overlies most of the Everglades and the St. John's watersheds. In the southern half of the state, the area we'll be traversing is the source of water for 7 million people. And in the northern part of the state, from Orlando north, another 3.5 million people. So keeping this green infrastructure connected and intact helps ensure ample water supply and water quality for Florida's economies and population.
That's photojournalist Carlton Ward Jr. He explains that this project depends on farms, ranches, and other private lands to connect already designated conservation areas.
The vision for connecting Florida doesn't rely on the state or the federal government buying much more land. It's a vision to help empower different landowners who are interested in getting involved in conservation programs to sell the development rights to conservation easements or other means. Some of the big opportunities we're going to be talking about are the Everglades Headwaters National Wildlife Refuge and Conservation Area, where there's a potential 100,000 acres of conservation easement funding available through the Department of Interior in the Kissimmee River Valley. We'll talk about the importance of Florida Forever and keeping funding at the state level for conservation and how those funds can be focused very efficiently on critical linkages and corridor lands to accomplish bigger goals. And even the U.S. Department of Agriculture has been a very important partner in recent years, and there are tens of thousands of acres that have come into conservation just since 2010 because the USDA, through the Wetland Reserve Program, has helped willing farmers and ranchers be compensated to sell off their development rights and engage in some wetlands restoration.
In fact, private lands make up about half of what he calls the Florida Wildlife Corridor Opportunity Area.
It's the underlying ground of ranches and groves and timberlands and other agricultural landscapes. The agricultural importance is also there because that's where most of our agricultural economies are rooted and where much of our produced food comes from. You know, agriculture is the second biggest economy in our state next to tourism.
Ward says he and the other expedition team members also aim to promote the experience of outdoor recreation and showcase some of Florida's best natural settings. Thinking beaches? Think again.
We really want to showcase the Florida National Scenic Trail, and we're going to be doing some beautiful stretches of hiking through some of the most magnificent habitat you'll find anywhere. One example is Three Lakes Wildlife Management Area, where we'll move through the Palmetto Pine Flatwoods and cross over into Bull Creek toward the headwaters of the St. John's River. And then we'll have another amazing 5 or 6 day trek on the Florida National Scenic Trail as it goes through Ocala National Forest. I think every single night where we camp, it's at a magnitude 1 or very significant freshwater spring in the middle of the forest. And there's probably no other hiking place in the world that offers that combination of recreational opportunity.
Ward says the public is welcome to hike along with the expedition in parts of Ocala National Forest, and the coverage continues at wfit.org and on Facebook, where you can see updates about the Florida Wildlife Corridor expedition.